Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greg Reese has completed a new, incredibly in-depth, shocking report on Fauci admitting he's mass murdering people. I'm not kidding. This stuff is out in plain view. We're under assault. That's next segment. Then I'm going to have that little bit of fun I talked about, just because it's interesting, and we have a medical doctor joining us. But how Big Pharma uses Fauci and the media to murder Americans, it just went live a few minutes ago. We're going to play it coming up next segment. Hope you share it. Hope you fight back. And it dovetails with this. Alberta's health minister says unvaccinated with their GMO shot will not be permitted to attend indoor private gatherings. Imagine if 20 years ago they said, oh, this Franken potato, this Franken tomato that has insect genes in it, the study show makes you sick. We're going to make you eat this or you can't have private gatherings. You'd laugh at them. But now through hysteria, like dominoes falling, Canada, Canadian health minister says injected, not allowed to attend private meetings. So this is North Korea. We're going to play the clip coming up next segment. They are just introducing this to everyone. Canada officially establishes martial law. Canadian health minister, I mean, how do you say that? It's so hard to even say. Canadian health minister tells unvaccinated they are not allowed to have private meetings in their own homes. I mean, there it is. Canada says no private meetings. Canada tells citizens they're not allowed to meet in their own homes. You're not allowed to meet in your own home if you're unvaccinated, Canadian health minister says. I mean, and of course it gets worse. Italy makes COVID passport mandatory for all workers, which is what Biden's basically doing here, where workers are all going to have these apps, and then that's the global app that the UN designed, and now you're caught with their tracking and control. It'll tell you with carbon taxes where you can go, what you can do. That's the official plan. When it comes true, means they implement it. It's already happening in Europe and Australia. People go, Jones was right again. How the hell does he know? Because they told us so. Florida landlord says he'll evict people who refuse COVID-19 vaccine. The Epic Times. It's a big housing apartment complex, of course, in the communist hellhole of Broward, Miami-Dade. And he says, you'll all have to show me the app. You've had the shot, or I'll throw you out on your ass, including all retirees and handicapped. Isn't that just special? So it all ties together, doesn't it? Know you all the footage out of New York where, oh, you're going to need a hamburger here? No, let me see your app and your ID to make sure it's not, you know, I'm a policeman now. I had to make sure that Pfizer put in you as experimental shot with Fauci that gave everybody the wrong drugs in the 1980s to kill people en masse, and is now back doing it again. MSNBC guest calls for drone strikes on Americans opposed to vaccine mandates. See? Oh, guys, get ready. Let's come back in with the, it's in Chinese, but the Stay Homer video game put out by Microsoft, where it shows teenagers dance in the street, you machine gun them. Shows people protesting against the lockdown. You kill them with an RPG, rocket-propelled grenade. And so it's now everywhere. Oh, you're a mass murderer. Oh, you're a killer. Oh, you're a drunk driver if you don't take the shot. No, you are. You're destroying your immune system. You're an idiot. It's destroyed your birthright, and you're shedding and spreading on people. Got it? And the more you give in, and the more you go along with them, and the more you bow down to them, the worse it's going to get. Is that clear? There's another John Bound report we're going to play before the show ends, where he asked, I forget the exact headline, where he asked, when are the sheep going to get off the train? When are the vaccinated sheep going to get off the train? When are they going to stop putting up with it? When are they going to stop bowing down? So much gold in the fight. Like if, you know, in the fight, you got a bow and arrow against the enemies. Well, InfoWars has got the bow and the arrows. You just got to pull them and let them loose on them politically in the info war to devastate them. Go to the John Bounds section of Band Out Video and get that new report as well. It's incredible, and it needs to be seen. Stay with us. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So, 15 days to flatten the curve now turns into 19 months. Boy, it's sure horrible settling into the permanent New World Order they've now announced. And remember, Canada and Australia and New Zealand and the EU are all models of this, and it's already coming to blue cities all over the U.S. Alberta's health minister says unvaccinated will not be permitted to attend indoor private gatherings in their own homes. So that's where they're going with that. The videos in the article, Italy makes COVID passports mandatory for all workers. That's what Biden's starting to set up. Florida landlord says he'll evict people who refuse COVID-19 injections. It's only going to get worse till you start resisting. And then it's going to be, okay, it's 10 shots a year. It's 20 shots a year. We told you that, and now they're already saying 5, 6, 7 shots a year. Israel said 3 shots 2 weeks ago. The next week, 4 shots, 5 shots. We're up to 5 shots now. And they're the sickest in the world, and it's the vaccinated. Because they're cutting off their immune systems and their victims. And who knew the Jews would go back on the trains again. They would go back into the pits and be machine gunned again. But this time by their globalist rulers in Israel. Israel coronavirus czar is calling for preparations for fourth vaccine dose. Yeah, now they're saying the fifth. So that's what's happening. And they're saying, oh, you can't have a job. You can't go to the grocery store. And now they're announcing that in blue cities here. They're never going to stop. These are horrible people who need to be pushed back on. They're bullies. They're tyrants. Here is Jason Kenney. Oh, and of course, they're having a snap election with their election fraud and their mail-in ballots, just like with Newsom, just like with the last election. This is the globalist model. This is how they do it. And they're push polls and the rest of it. So, oh, the martial law idea is a referendum. Everybody loves the permanent lockdown. Everybody loves, and some idiots do want to sit around and watch Netflix all day. They don't know it's collapsing the world economy. But that's why they can't find the shoes or the roofing supplies or the food they want. That's why portions are smaller and rents are higher, why things are falling apart, but they don't care. Their Netflix is still there till the cord gets cut. But then they'll be able to watch Netflix in the camp, in the emergency shelter camp, that all over the world they've announced, oh, we're going to hide the people who are healthy in camps from those that aren't sick, because they're saying so many will be sick soon because the vaccine works so well, which is the vaccine actually causing the illness, which was always the plan. I mean, if you're a new listener, you think I'm joking. That's not a joke. Worldwide, the UN directs our health policy. So that's why it's the same in Australia, the same in Canada, the same in the U.S. And they now on the CDC site say, we're going to shelter all the healthy people in camps from the unhealthy. There'll still be electricity there. Oh, still be electricity there. So you're getting ready for no electricity when no one's working and everything breaks down. But the left hasn't figured that out because they're part of the ruling class, they think. While the globalists all move to their armored fortresses, hundreds and hundreds of miles from any towns on mountaintops with giant robot-controlled gun emplacements. Comprende? They're bringing you into a dystopia. They're introducing it to you and testing the Stockholm Syndrome. So here they are announcing the next level of tyranny in Canada.
For unvaccinated people who are 12 and older, they will not be permitted to attend any private indoor social gatherings.
What is the level of tyranny that the tyrants will take us to? Thomas Jefferson was asked. He was told the level you will accept. Now let's have a little bit of fun here today. I saw this getting millions of views online on different platforms. This particular clip has 430,000 views as of last night. And it says, teenage content creator Alex Jones. They want to say, there's an underlying story here. Did he get a head injury at some point after this? Because I was so nice and friendly and sweet. And there's the tens of thousands of tweets of women saying, man, he seems like a really nice guy, not the mean guy he is now. Well, you see, I already knew about all this stuff, and I was fighting it, but then I lived it and went through 27, 28 years of it. And so, yeah, it took a toll on me caring about myself and my family and everybody else. So that's what this is. But it's not about what I look like. It's about the tyranny we're all under. Here's another one. I don't know where they got these photos, because one time I was working out and this guy says, I want to take some photos for a magazine I'm putting out. These things years later popped up in the Austin Chronicle. I'd never posed for photos. Sure, I'll take a few shots for you. Now, that's me at 18 right there. Okay, that's me at 18 years old. But that guy's like 30. No, that's me at 18. This is me at 21 right here. I was more of a runner then. I wasn't lifting. I was still lifting weights, but I wasn't trying to lift heavy weight at that point. I was just, doing basic workouts. So there you go, folks. I'm not Bill Hicks. Hicks is a Welsh name. He may look a little bit like me, but, that's not the case, ladies and gentlemen. And so let's go. Oh, here's a funny Nick Fuentes one where they found a similar background and similar hand motion. So secretly, really, Nick Fuentes is a young Alex Jones who got in a time machine and came into the future. Well, that's a joke, too. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Here is a short clip. A report, I think, from this is 1996 or 95. I'm not sure. But Mike Hansen, who used to do some of my video work, he has found a bunch of these old tapes and is now uploading them. And he's uploading them to Bandai Video. So people are having a lot of fun with these. They're just now trying to decide who I really am. Am I Gosling's brother or something? It's all funny. So. Here is the blast from the past.
House, home, not a home. Here we are at a council member's house, home, down here in Austin. And I'm not going to tell you their address or who they are, but you ought to see how overgrown their house is. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Very nice little neighborhood over there, I will tell you. But it's just crazy. Crazy. I think it makes me the maddest is how the paper countered with that story. We came out and did a story about Mr. Ellingson being harassed by the Health Department and Environmental Services, and 2 days later, there was a front page thing on the Health Department saying how wonderful they are, stopping crime, sewage, and helping the children in East Austin. Why, everything, Health Department did it. Again, we're not going to tell you the address down here of this council member. We're not going to tell you who she is, but just for yourself, take a look. That's a hypocrisy. Much worse than Mr. Ellingson. And they're both in total disrepair and overgrown. So that's the hypocrisy of America now here, folks. And I think the council member needs to answer up why they're allowing the health department to go around terrorizing citizens in the name of environmentalism. So $2,000 a day for noncompliance. Yes, it is ridiculous that the health department is out terrorizing people. And they did point out the incredible hypocrisy of the council member's home having the tarp over the roof.
So I've been alive a lot longer since then than I was alive before then. And people say, that sounds like Matthew McConaughey. Well, we're both from basically East Texas, so that's how people talk. And now, I never tried to talk like this. 27, 28 years later, I have screamed, I have yelled, I have been on air 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. My larynx sounds like an 80-year-old man. So that's why I sound like this. And I've read millions and tens of millions of words on air. And so that's who I am. And that's the whole process. And I am sure as hell not Bill Hicks and all this other idiotic garbage. People went back to my high school in Dallas and then went back to my high school in Austin. I went to both and got the damn yearbooks and talked to people that knew me then. So I'm not like the Q people and others that make up all these ridiculous stories. I cover real stuff and show you the video, like what you see happening at the border. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, what happened is I stopped working out about a year after that and just committed myself fully to making films and putting up websites and building this operation, and then got, you know, gained 100 pounds. I gained 100 pounds from 180 to 280, and then it was the supplements and iodine and the rest of it that helped me get down to about 220, and then I stopped working out for a while and gained back part of it, but I'm now fully committed. I'm going to go down to 200 this time. I'm going to go down to 200 pounds, and then they'll say I'm a whole other person. We'll go, that doesn't look like anything like Alex Jones up there. So I'm going to go down to 200 pounds is my goal by, let's say July 4th of next summer. Let's see if we can do that. All right, so there you go. Tomorrow's news today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jones Show to thank the great crew, to thank all of our amazing listeners and viewers, and to thank our amazing crew of reporters that just went down to the border yesterday and today and got the most incredible footage ever. And I'm told in the war room today, Owen is collating all the new footage that came in that we haven't shown. We've shown a lot. Tens of thousands in different areas, over 50,000, dozens of caravans slamming into the South Texas border out of Haiti, coming in through Guatemala at the UN zone. This is just an unbelievable situation that is unfolding, all part of UN replacement migration. Now, Dr. Stephen Gufanti was on with us about 3 weeks ago, and he is a retired medical doctor. He also is a best-selling author, and you can find out more about that and the great work he does at rocketphonics.com. He's also an education expert, rocketphonics.com. And he told some friends of mine that are very well known, I won't say their names, who had a family member that they tried to kill at a hospital by not giving him medical treatment. And they didn't want to come on, but they said, you ought to talk to Stephen Gufanti, Dr. Gufanti, because he witnessed some of the same stuff at that hospital, and he's named it, in Florida. And so he was there, and he saw a fella next to him in the room who had pneumonia. Had been a marathon runner, and I asked him to come on once we got an update. So he's here, and he had to tell them what medical treatment to give him. They got very mad and restrained him and threw him out. So I want him to recap what happened and then break down the latest developments, and we'll talk about some of the news next segment that's come out that's just so draconian. But Dr. Gufanti, thanks for coming on with us, and I know you have a sad update to give us about the man you tried to save that they weren't giving aid to in the hospital.
Yes. So if you want the recap, I'm a trained emergency room doctor. So in the world of emergency, and an emergency is defined as a patient who's in danger of losing either life or limb, the most educated at the scene should be in charge.
In fact, you were in your lane, you were in your zone.
Exactly. And my roommate, Keith, who's 20 years younger than me, was getting worse. So I asked him if he wanted me to be a patient advocate. He said yes. We looked at his labs, and it was clear that they had missed a pneumonia. And so I presented that information to the nurse and said you should alert his doctor. 12 hours later, the doctor still hadn't shown up. And when I alerted the night nurse, she decided that this was a HIPAA violation and called the security to tie me to my bed and move me out of the room. At which point I said, look, I'll just go home. No, if you're not going to treat pneumonia, I need to be someplace safer. But they insisted on...
They had to exercise their power. And for those that didn't hear it, you told the story. You used to work in the L.A. jail medical area that was totally crazy. You never had to restrain people, very rarely. Again, this was just pure thuggish exercise of power.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They have turned our hospital into a jail. And it's not just Sarasota Memorial. The same thing happened, not exactly the same. Similar things are happening in Chicago.
Oh, it's happening everywhere, sir. So yeah. Tell us what happened to the poor man that didn't get the medical care while you were there.
He died on Tuesday. And, 50-year-old marathon runner, and they couldn't get him off of the ventilator. It's, you know, he's now got, well, there's his family. His wife died. So the kids are orphans now.
Well, did his wife die of supposedly COVID?
No, she died of cancer about a year ago.
Gosh.
Maybe two. So, I mean, these kids have been through a lot. And
God bless them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So now he was talking while he was there, and they didn't give him antibiotics. They didn't give him steroids. None of that. So I guess that's the plan. You don't give him any treatment. Then you got to intubate him, and then you get the $53,000 for doing it. And then you run up the insurance, and then they die.
Right. Yes. That's called the protocol. Now, on page 237 or 9 on that protocol, it does say that you can give vitamin C, but they don't recommend you give vitamin C, but they say it's not dangerous. But so far, since being on your show, I've been getting a ton of calls asking me to treat them. And all I can say is, I don't have access to the ivermectin. I don't know if you've tried to get ivermectin, but out here in Florida, they either want to charge through the nose for it. One guy had to spend $1,000 to get a course of ivermectin.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of my crew members lives part of the time in North Carolina, and he was Army Special Operations guy and all the rest of it. And he got COVID, and he tried to get the nebulizer, and they told him it would be $1,000. They said, no, you can rent it, because they were all sold out. So he goes to Fort Bragg, and they go, yeah, it's $1,000, and you got to have a prescription for it. And I mean, so they won't even give vets these things now, and they wouldn't give him the ivermectin, but he did get the inhalable steroids, and even though he had a doctor call it in for him. So Dr. Bartlett called it in for him, but then they wouldn't even give it to him, and he was, you know, as high level as you can get in a non-enlisted, and so it has a great track record. They're like, no, you don't get it. So that's how evil the system is.
Yes, and just for your audience to know, a nebulizer cost me $35. So what has been going on here in Sarasota? Oh, I of course filed a police report, and they've subpoenaed the hospital. We'll see if the hospital actually shows up with my records.
Doc, stay there. I want to talk about, as a medical doctor, your view on all this and the stories, but just in the minute we have left this segment, what was it like? Because I know you weren't resisting. You said, well, they're like tying you up in 4-point restraints and all this, and you're just like, hey, just let me go. I mean, well, how were they behaving during this? Were they enjoying themselves?
They were. They were laughing, especially when I had to pee on the floor. They thought that was funny. And, of course, I'm laying there calculating how long I can be left without water before I get delirious, and then they can prove that I'm a danger to myself. I'm thinking, well, if they're really going to maintain this, I've got maybe a day. And I'm not allowed to call anybody or talk to anybody. You know, nobody really knew I was there except for the...
Yeah, you were in the clutches of Joseph Mengele's love child. We'll be right back with Dr. Stephen Gafonti. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Stay with us. You are the resistance. NewsWars.com and on video. Tomorrow's news today.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports put out by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. And Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Video out. We're posting it to Infowars.com. The coroner in Grand County, Colorado found no COVID deaths. The coroner in Grand County, Colorado found non-COVID deaths reported as COVID-related on a state database. We investigate Sunday on Full Measure. And of course, we always knew this. It's just exploding. And that's what Dr. Stephen Gufante said when he was in a hospital himself sick and was in a room next to a man who was a marathon runner and had clearly bacterial pneumonia. And he said, I'm not paraphrasing, he was on with us a month ago, give him antibiotics, give him other stuff. What are you doing? And they're like, arrest him, put him in chains. You're not allowed to talk to other patients. So what do you make of this whole power grab? And we know it's concerted. We know it's organized. You hit the nail on the head last month. You said, it's the corporations have taken over medicine, and they get their orders from the UN and Bill Gates now, and they've got people that follow any evil order they're given. So they have one hospital doing a great job, another hospital doing a terrible job. You've got India handed out ivermectin to every citizen. Their cases went down to almost zero from exponential. You got fake news attacking ivermectin, even Even the New York Times and Wall Street Journal had to retract more articles lying about ivermectin. There weren't deaths. There weren't sicknesses. There weren't poison control issues. It was all made up. So what type of group like this owns the media, controls everything, and is a concerted effort, doctor, to deny millions of people health care for pneumonia? I mean, I call that a takeover of the medical system to test and see if you can kill off the baby boomers right when they're retiring. I mean, I could put two and two together, and then the guy that wrote Obamacare, Ezekiel Emanuel, Dr. Emanuel, said, we need to kill people at 75. I mean, so to quote, save the social net system. I mean, this socialism, people are finding out, is not the cakewalk they talk about. This is beyond rationing care, isn't it? This is like Logan's Run.
Yes, very much like Logan's Run. And, you know, I was shocked when I went in for my hospital stay. The first thing the doctor did was put me on Remdesivir. And at the same time, he told me, oh, you no longer are shedding viruses. So I'm like, if I'm not shedding viruses, why are you trying to prevent virus replication in my body if I'm not making them? He just shrugged. And then he wouldn't put me on the budesimide nebulizer, which is a steroid that goes right to the lungs where the lungs are being attacked by its own immune system. But he put me on a broad spectrum, dexamethasone and another broad spectrum drug to suppress my immune system, which only sets me up for pneumonia. Interestingly enough, I got pneumonia towards the end of my stay there, but fortunately I got out of the hospital in time to take my own antibiotic, prescribe my own antibiotics.
But if you hadn't, you'd have been right there intubated next to your friend that died.
No, I told him, let me die before you intubate me. Just let me go.
And by the way, did you talk to the family? Is that how you got photos of the man? And would you like to say his name, or do they want that to humanize him?
His name is Keith, and his funeral is next Saturday. And there's a GoFundMe page for his funeral. The kids you're looking at are orphans now.
Well, I didn't know that, so I'm glad you're back on. Can you, Doc, look that up or let us know? Well, I'd like to get his children on, guys, the producers. Can we call and get his children on? Their mother died of cancer. You know, it was in the vaccine, folks. The cancer viruses, the SV40, the rest of it. And then now dad's dead. Wow, what a nightmare situation. Well, I'm glad, Doc, you're telling us about that. We wouldn't even know about his story if it wasn't for you next to him. Have you had a chance to talk to the family?
Yes. They were not happy with me posting his hospital garb on Facebook, but I'm afraid it was my Facebook post that got him antibiotics and a chance.
You know, that's how young people are, and I'm sure they're just emotional because at first they don't want the attention, but they got more attention because you knew him when he was talking and you're begging for help right before they intubated him.
Yes, and after 4 or 5 days of an active pneumonia, he could only move about 500 to 1,000 mLs of air, which is roughly a fifth of his lung capacity. So he desperately needed to be intubated. He just didn't need to die from the pneumonia. So since we last spoke, people have been coming to me asking me if I will treat their COVID. And telling people that I'm retired doesn't seem to make any, it doesn't influence them at all. So I'm starting to find people that will actually treat the COVID. I just got off the phone about an hour ago talking to a nurse who will bring IV vitamin C to your home.
Well, listen, I'd like to help this family out. Dr. Yafani, do you have that GoFundMe so we can put that up? You have that in front of you?
No, I don't. Do you want me to find it?
No, it's fine. Give it to us after you're off. We're going to add it in post, so when this is posted at Band on Video, it gets out. I mean, I'm sure the family appreciates you now trying to save their father.
Yeah, never know. Remember, doctors are the bringers of bad news. You know, so I don't know. I'll find out if they appreciate me or not at the funeral. I owe Keith that much to go to his funeral. And you know, I mean.
Hey, I saved a lady once that was choking. And she was obese. And they were like, after I saved her, like, is she hurt? Are you like, kind of looked at me like I might have been bad to save her. She like literally was like blue and falling on the table because I'd been in the bathroom before I came out and saw her dying. And I just got out of there because, like, oh, I saved you. It's like the old African saying, no good deed goes unpunished, but we still do what we have to.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I just, you know, if I could tell your audience anything, I would say contact all the home health care nurses in your area and find out if any of them will deliver IV vitamin C.
That's right. Don't wait till you're sick because this stuff's everywhere. It's mutating out of the vaccinated. You need to find good hospitals and support them. And now, and I think it's a litmus test, if they're giving ivermectin, if they're giving budesonide, if they're doing these type of things, and we need to support them and break away from these corrupt systems. Do you agree, doctor?
I totally agree. I don't know. I only know of two hospitals that are willing to give ivermectin. And, they, you know, their death rate is 5% rather than the 20% of the national protocol. But if you can avoid the hospital, that's even better because the home health aides might give you the vitamin C. If you can't find ivermectin in your town for a reasonable cost, I had a couple, they wanted $1,000. $500 each to treat them with ivermectin.
Doctor, I'm now hearing from other medical doctors that they're going to run out of this too if people figure it out. There's prescription glutathione taken in a nebulizer that's having really good effects as well.
Yes, and you can also get glutathione IV. And you can get the ivermectin from Canada. So, you know, I just recommend get it early. Don't wait. And we have two hospitals about, I don't know, 10 miles away from one another. One had 32 COVID patients, and the other one, Sarasota Memorial, had 280. And the main difference between the two of them, the one that had 32 was giving the antibody shot, the Regeneron shot.
Tell us about Regeneron when we come back. This is key information.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low,
low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I look into someone's eyes.
All right, we got retired Dr. Stephen Gafonte on, bringing us incredible information. And you hear about it, and you see the statistics, and I got a bunch of them right here, but you hear a doctor who was in the hospital who witnessed it, and now the man who he witnessed not being given the treatment is dead. And then Mr. Gafonte tried to warn people, but this is happening all over the place. I had a Mrs. Gunderson on a week ago, and her husband died less than a day later. He was denied all the things she wanted. You see about judges demanding the ivermectin and the rest of it. My father, again, and mother got sick with COVID like 5 weeks ago. And I've told this story. It's incredible. My parents are tough. They're in pretty good shape. My mom used to be a triathlete. And you know, she still swims probably like 5, 6, 7 miles a week and lifts weights. My dad does as well. He didn't swim that far. But they didn't tell me they were sick. So I hear they're sick, and I go, well, this is serious. I go over there, and my dad is laying there, not knowing who he is, naked in his bed, and he's never like that. And he looks like he's 90 years old, and he's 71. And he looks blue, and he had like 82 oxygen. So I call Dr. Bartlett. He sends over medical doctors. He knows the house. They're listeners, great people. It's one of the fringe benefits of being Alex Jones. They're just like, they're in like an hour. They prescribe the stuff. They say, go get it. They go, got to use a small pharmacy. I call the small one. They had it. The place won't give it to you. Got the budesonide, got the ivermectin, got the pill steroids, they said. And then they said, get him up, make him do this and that, make him breathe it. And I was literally having to, like, not slap him, but, like, pinch him and say, breathe this, breathe this. He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm going to go back to sleep. My mom was doing the same thing. And he lost, like, 20-something pounds, and he's not fat like I am. And by the next morning, again, they delivered a bunch of lawn chairs that he hadn't put together because his other ones fell apart. and he was there putting them together. Now, his mind had a fog for a week or so, and still hadn't come back completely. But as for his body and his oxygen, 2 days later was back at 97%. And that was the ivermectin, that was the steroids. And we know, so the doctor was getting into those numbers, those statistics, when the break cut him off, and also talking about Regeneron, which they had 500 million doses of that Trump ordered, and you get incredible results with it if you get people early. He was talking about that. Now Biden's rationing it, quote, so it doesn't run out. There's 150 million extra doses of it on top of 350 million Americans. So this is pure evil. They're not just blocking ivermectin. They're not just blocking, you know, things like vitamin D and SWAT teaming medical firms that gave people intravenous vitamin C in Michigan. They're now blocking an approved drug for COVID and hoarding it. So, doctor, give us your take on that and give us those numbers of comparing a few hospitals.
Okay. Well, so one hospital, Sarasota Memorial, has 280 patients in for COVID. And during the same time period, 10 miles away, Manatee Memorial had 32. And they're still doing the same stupid protocol, but Manatee Memorial will give Regeneron. So what happens, of course, is you get the COVID, you go down and get the Regeneron. A couple of days later, you're free of the COVID. And so you don't go into the hospital. You don't get the, Remdesivir and all the other crazy things. So that's really the only difference between the two hospitals. But it's a huge difference. Since I've been out, I've gone to multiple home health companies that are not owned by the giant corporations. Because, Alex, you're right on. If you go to CVS or Walgreens or any of the major pharmacies, if they're being polite, they'll tell you it's back ordered. They'll let you know when it comes in. If they're not being polite, they just tell you, we don't have it.
And that's right. You got to go in, and I never lie, but biblically, when you're in an emergency, you can do it. I'd say, I got worms. I got them really bad.
Doesn't make any difference. They won't give it to you. You have to go to a private pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy, somebody that's, you know, really a pharmacist and not a corporate flunky. And then, you know, they'll give you the ivermectin. Some of them want a huge amount of money for it, and some of them will give it to you cheap. But, sure, you know, but we're running out. So get your go through the home health companies in your area. Find one that will deliver vitamin C in high doses. And the next step is to find a pharmacy, one of those little compounding pharmacies that have vitamin C.
And that's where you should be shopping anyways. It's time to break with these big hospitals and big pharmacies that have shown that they're controlled by the globalists from the top down, and to build our own economy again. This is life and death. We've got to go mom and pop right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because these big corporations seem to be in lockstep with one another. Not only are the pharmacies not getting ivermectin, but the hospitals are not giving it. In fact, I've gone through several hospitals, and none of them know how to order a vitamin C.
And, doctor, I don't know if you know this, but as you know, the whole plan to release COVID and have worldwide lockdown and deny us medical care is called Operation Lockstep. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Called, sir. Stephen Gufanti, doctor, you're amazing. Give us an update after the funeral. Rocketphonics.com for your great book for children and learning how to read. God bless you, sir, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Okay.
All right. Greg Reese has produced something right in line with what Dr. Gufanti was just talking about, and that is the monster that Fauci is on record during the HIV pandemic, denying good drugs, giving people poison drugs, and the same thing now with Remdesivir, which is not Regeneron. So here is this incredibly important report. It's at band.video. Share it like your life depends on it, because it does. This is an info war of life and death. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And I'll be back next hour.
In February of 2020, a state-run Chinese research institute seeks a patent on the use of remdesivir to treat coronavirus, based on the results of a single patient. In April of 2020, Anthony Fauci cited a study which he said proved remdesivir could block coronavirus. He claimed the study showed that remdesivir was safe and efficacious in the use against the Ebola virus in 2018 and 2019. But this was a lie. If one were to actually look at the study, which was testing four different drugs against Ebola virus, they will find that the safety board pulled remdesivir out of the trial 6 months early because over 50% of patients who received it died. Fauci quoted a second study in support of his mandating the use of remdesivir, a study conducted by the makers of remdesivir, wherein 53 patients with COVID were administered the drug for 10 days. 23% of them suffered from multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, septic shock, and acute kidney injury. 8% of them had to be taken off the drug after only 5 days because it was killing them. After the CCP and Fauci recommended the use of remdesivir, the U.S. secured the world's supply and began treating Americans with it. COVID patients immediately began suffering kidney failure, which was then blamed on COVID, even though studies by the manufacturer show that remdesivir causes it in 23% after only a few days. When the kidneys fail, the lungs fill with liquid, which is how thousands have died in the hospitals, being put on ventilators, and it's all being blamed on COVID. But if we read the fine print, we see that this is to be expected with remdesivir. And this has happened before. YouTuber Jamie Deluxe recently compared two patients from the past, Freddie Mercury and Magic Johnson, both diagnosed with HIV around the same time, both advised by none other than Anthony Fauci to take the drug AZT. As Freddie Mercury took heavy doses of the deadly drug, his health quickly deteriorated until he died. Magic Johnson started taking it, but it made him feel worse, and so he stopped. The media storm surrounding Magic Johnson's condition immediately disappeared after he stopped taking AZT and never mentioned it. And Magic Johnson is alive and healthy today. This is how they kill us. They sow fear with mainstream media pop culture lies and kill us with deadly drugs in the hospital. Just like the so-called vaccines, which the FDA was full aware of how deadly they were back in October of last year, where they published all the side effects we are seeing today in the vaccinated, while failing to include them in the vaccine inserts. For copies of these documents and for healthy treatment, you can go to Dr. Artis' website. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Well, that's a life-saving report, one of the most powerful ever, 100% hole-in-one, out of the park, total proof, mass murder, Fauci. Now he wants our children. Now he wants to put the shots in our kids. He wants to kill them.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.